Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
One house, many horrors. Welcome to Amityville. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Everyone survived part one through three of The Death of Janis Joplin.
Yeah, everyone it was into it.
Yeah.
I get a lot of comments about my mom.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Did you?
About your mom?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was talking to my brother last night, and we were, he listened to the second episode, and he was like, thought it was funny that your mom was in the tub. And the way she's like, I did? Like, she kind of was like, you ever tried to shop? Like, I did? Like, you have to remind her?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. So that was good. That was a good, we hope we can do more of those.
Yeah. I am excited to do more of those.
But for now, back to the one-offs, back to
one and done, baby.
But this month is a spooktacular month.
It is a spooktacular. It's horrorlicious.
Yeah. It's, you know what I mean? Shocktober?
Yeah. Scaregasm? No. Sorry. Too much?
Well, I don't know. Depends. Not for this episode.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Amityville Horror.
The
house. Which, as far as like haunted house movies, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the one.
Well, if you think about haunted house movies, you think of that. Like, there's no other, there's like, what else can you think of right now? Like, I think
Full House?
No.
Oh, okay.
Fuller House.
Oh, that is all. That one is a little
spooky.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a little scary.
Yeah, Resurrected. But I think of like American Horror Story House.
Sure.
And then I think of Amityville Horror House.
I mean, that's right? And it's obviously like one of those. It came out during a time, it came out around the same time, like The Exorcist was out, and we'll talk a little bit about that. I think they were trying to kind of compete with that when they were making the movie.
Yeah. Did you see the remake? Are we getting ahead of ourselves here?
I don't know. No, there's no getting ahead of ourselves, but I will say this is something new that we're doing because we're just throwing stuff at you.
Fucking seeing what sticks, babe.
Yeah, and at the end of this episode, there will be an excerpt
mm-hmm.
from my interview with Diane Franklin from mm-hmm. Friends Without Benefits. So we're borrowing, aka stealing, repurposing.
You can't steal from yourself.
Well, I call it repurposing.
Okay.
Diane Franklin was in Amityville 2, The Possession. Mm-hmm. So, but if you want to listen to the full interview, it's out now. Friends Without Benefits, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever. Because she's great. She's in Better Off Dead and Last American Virgin and Bill and Ted's 2. But also Amityville, we talk about that. So at the end of this, I'm going to put a little snippet of that just to give it, a little what? A little zhuzh?
Yeah. A little something special.
Yeah, a little something special.
I know you're coming down from the high of Janis Joplin. You want your other fix. I know you.
Baby. It's like, we give you this for free, and then the rest is also for free.
Yeah, yeah. But we're still business people, you know?
Yeah. It's like a negative profit thing we got going on here. It's costing
Please
us money.
Donate to our Patreon.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. It's there.
You want those late night texts or not?
Yeah, come on.
I know.
What do you want from us?
Right?
So that will be, so wait to the end for that. But Diane, she's also doing a new Amityville, movie where it's just like a new take on it, I think, maybe from part of one of the books. So that's out. So go check her out. She's, actress Diane Franklin. On Instagram. Mm.
This is gonna be new to me. I'm excited.
Go check her out. She's great. And that'll be at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna have to go back. We're gonna have to take it to Amityville, New York.
Back to the source.
The
clock.
It's like Amityville Horror is one of those movies where I remember seeing like a little bit when I was younger and being mm-hmm. like, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
There's also a ton of controversy with this because, I mean, it's technically not real.
Yeah.
It's manufactured. His name is Jay Anson, wrote a book mm-hmm. based on something that people later admit that it was like fabricated.
Mm-hmm.
But
as you were talking, I just decided what I wanted to do for the next podcast too. This is,
you already had something for
the future? I mean, no, for not for the next one. I know what we're doing, yeah. But I mean for the next episode that I do after this, why are we talking about this? Rebecca, be quiet. There's more to say on yeah. the Amityville, but just, remind me.
Everyone remind Rebecca what she needs to be reminded
of. Code word, mountain.
Yeah, go to our Instagram, Ghost Town mm-hmm. Pod, and...
After you listen to this, will you please...
Remind her.
DM me mountain.
Yeah, slide into her DMs.
Mountain, doesn't have to be case sensitive.
So how this kind of originated, November 13th, 1974.
Mm-hmm.
I was barely in my mid-20s then.
Just barely, nice.
Just barely. I was
still a kid.
Couldn't
rent a car yet, baby.
I was still a kid. Ronald DeFeo Jr. shot and killed 6 members of his family at 112 Ocean Avenue in the suburban neighborhood in Amityville on the south shore of Long Island. Strong Island, baby.
Oh.
On the island.
Representing.
Yeah, rich people. I see. Depending. Maybe not. Listen, I don't know.
Yeah,
there are rich people on Long Island.
Yeah.
And Billy Joel is from Long Island. So yeah. I like Long Island. Exactly. It gets cold there. It's in the winter, it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
He was convicted of second degree murder in November 1975. And there's so many different stories. Like, there's interviews with him, and he said that his sister helped, and then he was helping his sister, and then mm-hmm. who knows? You know what I mean? Like, who knows what happened? But in December 1975, so just like barely, you know, a month later, George and Kathy Lutz and their 3 children moved into the house. And after 28 days,
mm-hmm.
28 days later, the movie Conspiracy. Hello. The Lutzes, they left the house claiming to have been terrorized by paranormal phenomena while living there.
Yeah. High ghostly activity, but not really.
So what happened is, to go back, in November 1974, the DeFeo family was supposedly pretty normal, pretty chill. And about 3:15 a.m., which the 3 a.m. time is always like a witching hour.
3:15 a.m., witching hour, baby.
Witching hours. Ronald DeFeo murdered his entire family as they slept. The 23-year-old went from room to room and shot dead his parents and his 4 siblings. And he said he heard voices in the home telling him to murder his parents, mm-hmm. brother, and sister. He was given 6 life sentences, and today he's still in a New York prison. Mm-hmm. He's single, Rebecca, but not interested.
How do you know? Okay.
Because I did the research.
Prisoners need pen pals. Pen pal is like a gateway.
But people like
Charles Manson.
I mean, people are obsessed with serial killers. I mean, Charles Manson, you know, got married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
R.I.P. He died.
Yeah, R.I.P.
don't R.I.P.
Yeah.
Charles Manson.
Rest in problems.
Why do I say? Yeah. So R.I.P. but a different acronym.
A different P.
Well, I digress.
So it was a year later. So after the murders, the house was vacant for a year. Then it was purchased for a very, very low price of $80,000. Night Long Island house.
$80,000. Hey, whoa, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Well, barely renting.
Yeah.
Jesus.
George's wife, Kathy, and their sons, Daniel and Christopher, moved in. But that only lasted 28 days.
What do you think, like, what is the, why 28?
Is it? Rent's due.
Oh, I see how it is.
I mean, like that's speculation,
yeah,
but
that's
I'm
probably
far
it's like,
from
do you
that.
Want to pay rent if you're being terrorized by a ghost?
Yeah, and if people were murdered here, what you know?
Exactly.
It's like,
you need like a. Actually, yeah. They should have grace periods for houses for, you know, just check it out, see if it's haunted, see what's up in there.
So you wanna after years of the real estate business happening, you want to just kind of come in with no experience or whatever. You're just saying,
yeah.
Hey, P.S.
I'm going to
slip like something
I'm
in. Lobby
and on my high horse. Yeah. I got ideas and they're important.
Listen,
and I
I've rented many apartments in different cities.
You,
where your expertise is coming from.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. I've also rented many an apartment. I, as all of you know, have never had a ghostly encounter, but what if I went into a haunted space and I had a year lease? Then what? Then what happens?
Well, listen, maybe you can make some money off of it and write a book. And
if I'm not completely out of my mind by the end of it.
That's even better.
Like Amityville style. Huh?
How about this? You write off my name on it.
Ah, yes.
I was like, oh, yeah, sure she wrote it.
I was like, this point may need some more credit.
Yeah. They claimed to see slime coming out of the walls, knives being thrown off kitchen counters,
uh-huh.
and a red-eyed creature resembling a pig.
Huh.
they've seen figures wandering inside the home. So the empty George said I saw his wife levitating above the bed, and he's woken up every morning at 3:15 a.m. To be fair, I mean, I think a lot of people wake up at that time.
Yeah,
it's a, like, a lot.
It's
of,
like, it's like wake up, pig person, slime walls.
Yeah. Now people just make slime on YouTube.
I know.
Like, it's like these people were like terrified it was coming to the walls.
Yeah,
and
now
like,
it's a commodity.
Yeah, people are
that's called
it.
Commerce.
And the Lutz family, they eventually brought a priest to bless the house. Now there's.
I also hate that shit. I hate when it's like a priest comes in and cleans it, because I'm pretty sure religion doesn't exist. I mean,
well, religion exists, but
I mean, I think the idea, the power behind the religion of something like godly, like some dude in a priest outfit having the power to expel some ancient thing, like that just feels so.
It's so cool in movies, though.
It's very cool.
It's
in movies.
So cool,
especially
in
when
movies.
Like. They're getting exercise and they are trying to fight it. Like the demon is trying to end the, blah, you know, like all that is very cool.
It's very hot.
It's hot.
It's super hot. It's so super sexy. There's actually conflicting stories where one where the priest says, he's like, I only talked to them over the phone. And then one says, yeah, he was there for a little bit and didn't see anything. And there's one where he says he got slapped in the face and then a voice said, get out. He felt like whatever, some kind of like cold or whatever. So there's just a lot of stories. There's a lot of things that don't add up. Mm-hmm. Over time. That's what makes this kind of, I just think, I mean, we're going to find out the bottom line is people like a story and they don't really care how it's like reality TV. Like, are these people really breaking up?
You suspend your belief,
yes.
Your disbelief, I guess,
in order
to get that satisfaction.
So everyone in the Amityville community began hearing of the Lutz's spooky stories and they were questioning legitimacy. They were also in a lot of debt. And there's rumors that they simply wanted a book and movie and book deal because that house is already famous.
Yeah.
It was already a famous house. You got a famous
this
house.
It's very Borden-esque to me, like as you describe it.
Yeah.
It's very like, okay, like the myth of this really is greater than the act itself.
Yeah. I guess it's like people moved into the Lizzie Borden house after the murders and said, hey, this place, it would be, that. So basically, and then the Lutzes had a falling out with their lawyer due to financial issues. And he said that the haunted house stories were an elaborate ruse by the Lutz family to get themselves out of debt. And that's kind of like a very popular. I mean, what is it? What is it?
Occam's razor?
Razor.
Where it's like the most, the simplest thing is usually true.
Yeah.
So wait, did anyone die in this house or was that the myth?
No, people died from the murders.
From the first, that, and then it was the family after that kind of created
that
this mythology around it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And they brought in a bunch of us ghost hunters. Most famously would be Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yes.
Conjuring movies.
My ex was from that same town, and that's the only claim to fame is a lot of white collar criminals and the Warrens.
Yeah. Is that Massachusetts?
It's Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the truth behind the Amityville horror was finally revealed when Butch DeFeo's lawyer, William Weber, admitted that along with the Lutzes created a horror story over many bottles of wine. The house was never haunted. They were just made up. Jay Anson, who wrote the book, further embellished the tale for his book. And by the time the film screenwriters had adapted it, any grains of truth were long gone. So maybe it was kind of like, I mean, you could say, if you put it in we were in the Janis Joplin room.
Yeah.
It's like there was things where I felt a little bit ill and I was like, very sweaty and very like kind of ill for, and it wasn't because of the plates of nachos at Barney's Beanery. It was not.
No,
that's impossible.
It would never be that.
But
it wasn't the Harvey Wallbanger.
But it was is it like psychosomatic or whatever the case may be?
Yeah. But that's the scariest thing about all of this too, really, especially when it's like the mythology of someone turning based on supernatural forces. It's like the power of the human in conjunction with some weird shit.
Yeah.
And that's always pretty creepy to me.
So when the Lutzes, they profited from their story, Weber planned to use this haunting to gain a new trial for his client.
Mm-hmm.
George Lutz reportedly still claims that the evidence are mostly true, but has offered no evidence to back up the claim.
Mm-hmm.
Baby. I was at work.
Time
all night.
Is money.
Do I have any proof? No, I'm just saying it.
I mean, this is how it happened.
The house has had five different owners. One of the owners changed the address from 112 to 108 Ocean
Fresh
Avenue.
Start. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just four numbers. just to give you some price points, it was purchased for $605,000, which is $200,000 below asking price in February 2017.
So, hot real estate tip. If a house is listed for like way under what it's worth,
we probably actually have another connection to. We did that stand-up haunted stand-up show.
Yeah,
and they were playing Amityville 3D.
That's right. That's yeah. right. I should put some pictures of that up on our Instagram.
Yeah,
that was really fun. That happened, I guess, between first Janis Joplin and second yeah. Janis Joplin. If you are diehard yeah, yeah. podcast fans of ours.
Yeah. Oh, and also recently and again, Ghost Town has been on the top 200 overall podcasts. Mm-hmm. Been up to the top 10, I think, at least once on comedy. Mm-hmm. Thank you. For
yeah,
the support.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so you like how we like weave in the story and our own successes based on you.
Yeah,
on the shoulders of you guys.
Yeah, I mean it's all uh-huh. that's great. I mean, mugs are in our
mugs
future.
Are definitely. In our, I've dreamed yeah, we're, of mugs.
Yeah, we're gonna mugs are gonna be happening, uh-huh.
and I'm gonna do some more tours. There's gonna be some stuff happening, and you're gonna like it.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
Or your money back.
Yeah, which is nothing. Yeah, nothing. Unless you go to the Patreon.com yeah.
And then we will not give you your money back.
No, then you don't.
It's gone.
Yeah, we spent
You're
it.
You're a patron of the arts now. Yeah, sorry.
So we are going to turn it over to Diane Franklin, who is in Amityville 2, The Possession. And we're going to yes. talk a little bit about the I kind of talk a little bit about like what is the pressure to, you know, the first movie is very successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it a sophomore jinx for the second one?
Yes. Oh.
But it's a different the movie is like a it's another story. It's more, I think, of the murders, and she's, you know, and she kind of gets in. It's just like interesting to hear because she just came off a doing a, you know, comedy mm-hmm. and going into a horror, and now she's even right now she's The Amityville Murders that she's in, I believe that is the title. But check out Diane Franklin everywhere, and you'll find that out. She's great. And then if you want to hear the rest of the Diane Franklin interview, it's good. She's great. She's really, mm-hmm. really interesting. Go to Friends Without Benefits on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
I can't wait.
Yeah, let's.
I'm right there with you, listeners.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, you haven't heard this yet.
I can't wait. All right.
So let's Diane Franklin talking about The Amityville 2, The Possession.
You can be seated.
Amityville 2 was pretty much right after
mm-hmm.
a totally different film.
Yes. Okay, so here I'm doing Last American Virgin. It has not come out yet. And my manager and agent send me out to an interview for this horror film. I've always wanted to do a horror film. So I knew immediately that I was like, okay, I definitely want to do one. But was this the one I wanted to do? So when I get the script, I'm like, there's a lot of subject matter that's somewhat controversial in this film. If you haven't seen it, there's like incest with my brother. And I get the script and I'm thinking, no, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to do this. And
you, at that point, were you like wondering like, oh, am I ever going to work again? Like, you know, or were you just had total faith in yourself? Like what's going to happen is going to happen.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that, but I was thinking, the reason why I was saying, I don't know if I want to do this Amityville is because there was nudity again. And I was like, I do not want to be hired as the girl who will do that. Right. That's not my thing. I mean, and I think that's the biggest problem for girls who do nudity, because they're always thinking, well, you know, when will I get a part that doesn't involve it? And, you know, when do I draw the line?
Yeah.
And also I knew that I had a lot more to offer, which is interesting because you really have to show what you can do. And then eventually it moves into different directions. But anyway, so when I get the script and then I find out that Burt Young and Ritanya Alda and James Olsen are in it, since I had come from Virgin where there was no there were no stars, I felt like I really want to work with seasoned professional actors. And that is what drew me to wanting to do it. And I thought, okay, I really like to work with these people because I think that's a good experience for me to have. And so this was just a wonderful situation. I auditioned for the film. I'm thinking I'm not going to get a callback. And I get a callback. Then I get, okay, so we're going to be on a second callback. And the whole time I'm thinking, well, it really doesn't matter if I get this, but, you know, it would be nice if I did work with them. And then I go to a screen test. And the other person who I'm screen testing with is Elizabeth Berridge. And Elizabeth Berridge and I actually had worked on a soap opera together, As the World Turns, in a party scene. And she's a petite brunette, and we'd worked together, and it was it's so bizarre. She's from New York, so we always seem to be going for things. Well, I wound up getting Amityville Part 2, and then years later, it's between Elizabeth and I, Although Meg Ryan was supposed to originally do the part. No, Meg Ryan. Meg Tilly, I'm sorry. Meg Tilly was originally supposed to do this role for Amadeus.
Oh, okay.
Then Elizabeth and I come again and are competing for Amadeus, and she gets Amadeus. So it's very interesting. I always thought, we are such different energy. Why are we going for the same part? Totally different. And yet every time, I guess it was like a petite brunette with sexuality. Maybe that was it. I don't know. We always seem to come up again for roles. So, but that was a kind of a cool story that, you know, our paths kept crossing for a while. So I thought that was kind of fun.
I was curious, you know, because the Amityville Horror was like a pretty big classic horror. Well, it became a classic horror movie,
right? Okay.
So to follow, like, I was just curious, like to do the second one. I feel like there's always a lot at stake, right? Because everyone's comparing it. He's going to compare it to the first one. Does it follow any kind of, and was that like kind of weighing on anybody? Like the kind of like the pressure of like, oh, we're following up this pretty successful, you know.
Well,
movie.
This is what's great. First of all, in the 80s, when you did a sequel, that wasn't a thing. People didn't do sequels. People, when we did Amityville 2, again, this film, no one's going to see it, because if you had a choice between watching 1 and 2, you're going to watch 1. Right. You're going to watch the first one. Again, there was no VHS. There was no way of watching it again or the two films. So if you were going to... You couldn't even buy it. But I think really what it was when Amityville 2 came out, we didn't think anyone was going to actually go in the theater to watch it, because people usually just saw the first one and then they didn't spend their money, their hard-earned $5, on the film. So that was the first part of it. And then the second part, Dino De Laurentiis, who always was, you know, he obviously produced it. He was aware, you know, he didn't want it to have to do with Amityville Horror originally, because he didn't want to have to pay the rights. So half the film takes place in the house and the other half takes place in the in outside the house. So there are even disclaimers when you go see Amityville 2 to this day that this is nothing to do with the first film. In fact, the film that I did, Amityville 2, is based on the true life incident that happened in 1974.
The DeFeo
murders, yeah. Right. So even though it's associated and the word Amityville is in it, it actually has nothing to do with the first film, which is about a family. The first film has to do with the Lutz family who move into the house and they, you know, are spooked. And Amityville 2 is about, well, how did that house get haunted in the first place? Well, this is what happened. So I played the daughter in that film, and I was 20 at the time, and it was a wonderful experience, a totally different tone than Virgin, working with an Italian director, so going from Israeli director to Italian, and Damiano Damiani.
They know their horror, the Italians.
Yeah, and great, wonderful. I remember seeing like shots of the clock and the stairs and dailies, and I thought, how is this scary? And then they do this wonderful music by Lalo Schifrin, which I recently found out was supposed to be for The Exorcist, and then they decided not to use that music for that. So they used it for Amityville. And all I could tell you is it was awesome. It was wonderful. And people have said to me that was their favorite Amityville because it was so real and scary. It was the grittiness of it. And if you haven't seen it, it is rated R. There's some subject matter to watch out for. So I wouldn't have, you know... kids, little kids watching.
Or me. Or me. I'm scared of horror movies.
Well, actually, it's funny that you said that because the director of the Amityville movie that I just did saw it when he was like 12 years old, and it freaked him out. But he remembered me, and lo and behold, I last year did another Amityville, and this one is called Amityville Murders, and this...
Do you play the same character?
I play the mother now.
Okay.
So it's the same kind of story. It's about the DeFeos, except this is a docudrama, which means it's based on the true story. It's a time period piece. So I'm probably the only actress who's ever played the daughter and the mother in the same story, and died twice.